The following episode may contain discussions on events that have now already occurred. However, we feel that the content is still relevant and useful to your life. Please enjoy.
The Unbreakable Boy, a movie that's going to come to theaters the 21st of February. You won't want to miss it. Doc Hunsley is my guest today. He is the founder and director of SOAR Special Needs. Doc, welcome.
Thank you. So good to be with you.
This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. You know, this is going to be an interesting movie that you might want to see if you're interested in people with disabilities, what makes them tick, how do families operate, and the challenges they face. Maybe you just don't understand the scenario. So, Doc, tell us about this upcoming movie.
Yes, so The Unbreakable Boy, like you said, is coming out this Friday, February the 21st, in all theaters across the country. It's coming out by the studios Lionsgate and Kingdom Story Company, the same studio that has done several amazing movies like The Jesus Revolution, Wonder, and The Greatest Christmas Pageant. And so some wonderful movies. This is a real-life story about a boy named Austin. And Austin has autism and osteogenesis imperfecta, which is brittle bone disease. So his bones break easily. And, you know, I don't know the odds of having both, but, you know, over one in a million to have this.
Wow. And two disabilities like that are life-threatening and absolutely challenging.
And so this movie is from Austin's pretty much narrating the whole movie, and we're seeing this movie, but what's amazing with this movie is it really brings you into the life of the family. And one of the first movies ever, you can see what is actually happening there in the family. And if you give me just a minute, I sent out an email to all of our followers and everyone we do and telling them they need to see the movie. But I kind of wrote up, you know, Doc Hunsley's inside look on the movie and why this film matters. If you give me just a minute, I'd love to just share my thoughts about the film that I wrote up for this. So I said, The Unbreakable Boy offers a rare and authentic window into the extraordinary journey of a family navigating life with special needs. This moving film masterfully balances heartwarming moments with raw honesty, showing both the joys and challenges that shape daily life. Through Austin's story, viewers gain profound insights into the resilience, strength, and unwavering love that defines families in the special needs community. What sets this film apart is its ability to transform understanding into empathy. Rather than viewing from a distance, audiences are invited into intimate family moments that reveal universal truths about love, perseverance, and the beauty of embracing life's unexpected path. The film doesn't shy away from difficult moments, presenting an honest portrayal that helps viewers better understand and support families in similar situations. For anyone seeking to better understand, support, or connect with families in the special needs community, The Unbreakable Boy is essential viewing. It reminds us that behind every diagnosis are real families facing real challenges with remarkable courage and grace. This film isn't just entertainment. It's an opportunity to expand our perspective and become more compassionate members of our community. Endorsed by SOAR, The Unbreakable Boy stands as a testament to the power of storytelling in building bridges of understanding and acceptance. Don't miss this transformative film that will change how you see strength, family, and the unbreakable spirit of the human heart.
And this is The Unbreakable Boy, starting in theaters on the 21st of February. Doc, this film means so much to you because it's a culmination of things you've been trying to do all of your life as a person with a disability.
Absolutely. So not just having a disability myself, having a child with a disability, running an organization, serving individuals and families with disabilities, education is always a big piece for me. And that's why these two movie studios have been phenomenal. They've loved partnering with SOAR, and we've loved partnering with them, and they want to help get the word out. And that's why everybody needs to see this movie. We we need to help understand what is going on in families with disabilities. Today, 26% of the U.S. population has a diagnosis of special needs or disability, making the largest minority group in the United States. And according to the CDC, that number is going to be 37% by the end of the year.
By the end of this year?
By the end of this year, yes.
37%?
37% is what the CDC is expecting to see.
How can that be?
So it because we've got a lot more people, medicine's gotten better, we've got people who are living longer, doing more, and we just constantly are seeing more and more people living who many years ago would not be alive. And, you know, again, this is all disability, so they've also have changed a couple of things that are now being officially termed as a disability, and one of those will be long haulers COVID. So anyone who is still dealing with long haulers COVID is now officially going to have a disability diagnosis by the end of the year. So that's going to help increase several numbers as millions of people are still suffering and disabled from that. But disability is everywhere we look, and people don't understand it. People are afraid of it, and there's not funding going towards it. And churches aren't welcoming families. Today, only 11% of churches in the United States welcome families with disabilities. 89% turn away. This is not right. It's not biblical. Luke 14 gives us a mandate that we have to welcome everybody, especially families with disabilities, into the church. And so that's why Kingdom Story Company has wanted to partner with SOAR. They want everyone to know that SOAR offers a free parent caregiver support group every Thursday night that's online, it's virtual, that they can get together, it's faith-based, with other parents, caregivers who understand. It's from 7 to 8:30 Central Time. And then SOAR, we're also the nation's leading expert in coming alongside churches and helping train them how to welcome families with disabilities and create programming. We've now trained up over 630 churches throughout the United States and 19 countries around the world. So we need to do more of this, but we're just starting to scratch the surface.
And it's the understanding.
Our home is going to be helping open the door and raise awareness of that we need to welcome everybody and see what is really going on in these families. The stress is sky high.
Dr. Stephen Hunsley is my guest, SOAR Special Needs Executive Director, founder, and also a consultant on The Unbreakable Boy. I've known Doc a long time, and he comes from a background of disability. His son died of a disability. I've worked with him in disability ministry for years, and The Unbreakable Boy is kind of like a culmination of a dream of education. So that's the 21st. Tell people how they can get more details about it and where it is.
Yeah, so look for it at your local movie theater. It's pretty much be in all movie theaters, but you can actually go now and buy tickets for opening weekend. The website that you can get tickets at are tickets.theunbreakableboy.movie.
That's tickets?
.theunbreakableboy.movie.
Great. So, Doc.
Go there and get tickets at your nearest theater. And what we want to do is get as many people as possible to go out opening weekend, because what a better message can we show that, one, we want more faith-based movies, and two, we need more movies about individuals with disabilities, because this is the largest minority group in the country, and there are so few movies or anything displaying this. And we need to show that they are humans as well, and God created them on purpose and for a purpose, and they need to be celebrated. They're not a mistake. God bless them. They're created in the image and likeness of God, and let's celebrate them.
Let's celebrate. Award-winning actress Patricia Heaton playing such an important role.
We're actually honored. Patricia Heaton actually did a video clip for us with SOAR and welcoming all the SOAR families and friends to attend the movie, so that was huge for us. And my wife and I are being honored. We're going to be at the world premiere on the 19th in New York City and be able to actually meet these actors, and I'm excited I'm going to actually get to meet Austin, the boy this is about. And I think just opening eyes to what's going on with us, with all of them. I haven't had the chance to actually meet any of the stars yet. All my consulting has been through Zoom and after the film's been created. But I'm excited to talk to them and see. I know Zachary Levi is the star in this movie. He's the dad. He's also, you might know him from the movie. He's played a couple times now as Shazam. He was Shazam in the movie. But this is the second time he has played a dad of a child with special needs. A few years back, he played Kurt Warner in The American Underdog. And so I've heard he's really now has a heart for individuals with special needs. And so I'm excited to meet Zachary Levi and just talk with him. And you know, our hope is that we can get a platform and help have more people raise awareness about individuals with disabilities and special needs and how we can help support them and help organizations like SOAR Special Needs be able to come alongside these amazing families.
Doc, if more people would like to start disability ministries in their church, or if there's families out there that want to become part of special needs groups on a regular basis to interact with families who also have special needs, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so easy thing would be to go to our website. It's SOAR, S-O-A-R, SOARSpecialNeeds.org. Again, SOARSpecialNeeds.org. And you can see all the events we have. If you're a church wanting to learn more, you can click on our tab for churches. If you're a family, click under any of our programming. We have our caregiver support group every Thursday night. We also host the nation's largest disability day camp every summer, and that's perfect for families to be able to travel to as a vacation destination. We have many families from all over the country that come into this because it's one of the few times that a family can actually take a trip. And if you're looking for or have a hard time traveling, we also have, to our knowledge, the only known disability travel agent who will help assist in travel. So you can learn more about all that by going to our website, soarspecialneeds.org, or email us at info@soarspecialneeds.org.
That's info@soarspecialneeds.org. Doc Hunsley is my guest, a consultant on The Unbreakable Boy, a movie coming out starting the 21st of February. You won't want to miss it. Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Doc, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And thank you all for tuning in.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
This is Dr. T.D. Stubblefield with today's Meaningful Moment. Hanging on the wall was a stunning picture of the ocean, displaying its turbulence and its tranquility. Below it was these words, "You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." This profound statement encourages us to release the past, the pain, and the problem to embrace the possibilities ahead. The Apostle Paul echoes this truth in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Let this be our resolve, to press forward with faith, hope, and love. I pray that God grants you the strength to leave the shore and experience the wisdom and grace to navigate the oceans ahead.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.
And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.